At KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour in the news for today. Since December 2016, Amador County has implemented a program to eliminate dead and dying trees that pose a hazard to infrastructure, primarily roads. Well, the county has successfully conducted 8 projects and removed over 1,600 trees to date countywide. Just recently, the county's tree mortality program consultants have discovered over 300 more parcels with dead and dying trees. This week, Amador County will mail out over 400 forms requesting right of entry to properties that have dead and dying trees. The county will remove these trees at no cost to the owners if authorization is given to enter the property and perform this work. Now, the county's program is free to property owners and is supported by grants from the State Office of Emergency Services and CAL FIRE. Trees will be removed or left on properties depending on the desire of the property owner. All slash and debris will be disposed of in an acceptable manner. Now, if you receive a request for right-of-way to your property, please complete it, sign it, return it to the county as soon as possible. If you have any questions about the county's program, contact Dr. Richard Harris. He's the Tree Mortality Program Manager. Now, his number is 707-693-3165. As winter approaches, the probability of dead trees falling onto roads, vehicles, and structures increases dramatically.
Well, the capacity of the city's sewer plant and its impact on future growth in the city, the main topic of discussion at last night's Jackson City Council meeting. Following the current round of improvements to the city's sewer plant at a cost of just under $12 million, the sewer system will be able to handle an additional 169 single-family homes or their equivalents without further improvements. Given the 1% annual increase in population estimated in the report, that'll last the city 12 more years. Now, growth has been much slower than this recently, as the city has only grown at 0.33% per year over the last 4 years. But historically, Jackson has grown at 1.3% over the last 100 and at 3% a year over the last 50. Now, the city council will next need to decide how to allocate the development of the remaining sewer hookup for the city. Jackson View is the city's only remaining incomplete subdivision with 41 potential new homes. Any new large-scale development would have to help pay for increased sewer capacity. In another business, the council approved a resolution in favor of Proposition 3, a statewide ballot proposition on the November ballot that would raise money for various water supply and safety projects. The council also honored volunteer fire captain Alex Sharp as City Employee of the Month.
And the California Highway Patrol is partnering with the Nevada Highway Patrol to participate in the I-80 Challenge. This effort aims to reduce distracted and reckless driving along Interstate 80 from San Francisco to the Nevada-Utah state line through Labor Day. During this period, both the CHP in Amador and Calaveras counties will join in with increased traffic safety operations to educate and, if necessary, take enforcement action on drivers who violate traffic laws. Each day in the United States, approximately 9 people are killed and more than 1,000 injured in crashes that are reported to involve a distracted driver. The National Highway Transportation Safety Administration report has indicated that cell phones are the most frequent form of distraction. The I-80 Challenge coincides with the CHP annual Labor Day maximum enforcement period, which begins at 6:01 Friday night.
And with the Labor Day weekend almost here, the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline dropped a penny in California over the past 2 weeks. The average price is $3.61 a gallon, according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. Lundberg anticipates the price will continue to drop slightly over the coming weeks because refineries have increased capacity and demand has been relatively low. Still about 50 cents higher per gallon than this time last year. A quick KVGC survey of gas stations throughout the county shows regular unleaded selling between $3.05 and $3.79 in Amador County and $3.29 and $3.69 in Calaveras County. Nationwide, the average price, $2.91.
And the Amador Water Agency recently announced the progress on construction of a backwash recycling plant at the Tanner Water Treatment Plant. Now, this is at the AWA headquarters on Ridge Road. They've announced it's moving along as scheduled. When completed, the recycling plant will conserve up to 67 million gallons of water per year by recycling water used to rinse filters used in drinking water treatment, water that historically was wasted. Now, two tanks will be used to settle out silt and debris removed from the treatment plant filters and return most of the recycled water back into the water treatment system. The new facility should be up and operating by the end of this year or the first part of next year. The Tanner Water Treatment Plant provides drinking water to Martell and the cities of Amador City, Sutter Creek, Jackson, and Plymouth. This is the third Amador Water Agency project for recycling backwash water since 2016. The others were added to the Amador Water Agency's Ione and Buckhorn Water Treatment Plants. The three plants combined will save 99 million gallons of water per year. The $4 million water conservation project is fully funded by a state grant that does not need to be paid back. MDS Engineering and Construction of Reading is the contractor on the project.
And the last back-to-school nights for the year here coming up tonight in Amador County, Sutter Creek Primary, 6 to 6:45, Sutter Creek Elementary, 6:45 to 7:30.
And your brother Joe started his last day, or pardon me, his first day of his last year of school yesterday, unless he gets his master's.
Unless he goes farther, yeah.
Yeah, but we'll just, for his regular college education. So first day of his last year.
Go Tigers.
Congratulations. All right, that's going to wrap up a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.